Coming up on episode number 739, well, sometimes I get accused of not playing enough country on the show, and while I'm not going to completely break that rule tonight or break that trend, I am going to play an artist who kind of straddles that line between country and blues. Tonight's cover story, Lucinda Williams, great artist who's had a string of hits and is widely regarded as a very influential musician in the industry. We're going to hear some of her songs covered by other people as well as some covers she's done. It's the Lucinda Williams cover story coming up right now on Coverville.
The times are tough now, just getting tougher. Whole world is rough, it's just getting rougher. Cover me. Come on.
Greetings from Coverville for a Thursday night. It's Thursday, January 20th, 2011. My name is Brian, and welcome to another cover story edition of Coverville. Tonight, the music of Lucinda Williams. And also tonight, I'm trying a new recording technique that I'm hoping is going to alleviate the problem that we've been having lately with skipping, with a track, for whatever reason, getting clipped in the show. Trying a new way of recording, and hopefully this works out, and hopefully I don't end up having to do the whole thing over again. Okay, so let's go ahead and get to the music, though. One of the biggest hits that Lucinda Williams has had recently was a song that was included on her Car Wheels on a Gravel Road album, and it was one of the few covers on that, I think maybe one of two songs on that album that weren't written specifically by Lucinda Williams. We're going to listen to the original version of Can't Let Go, this one performed by Randy Weeks. This one comes from his album Madeline.
Out of water, I'm a canny in a tree. You don't even want to talk to me. ocean parks could tell a lie, but my heart would know. Listen to the dogs barking in the yard, car wheels on a gravel road. Child in the back seat, out for 5 years, looking out the window. A little bit of dirt mixed with tears, car wheels on a gravel road. 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 Car wheels on a gravel road.
Riding down the highway, going to a show, stopping all the byways, playing rock and roll, getting robbed, getting stoned, getting beat up.
they took my joy. I don't like it no more, cause they took my joy. They took my joy, I want it back. They took my joy, I want it back. I said I started in Detroit and I was looking for my joy. Said I started in Detroit and I was looking for my joy. Baby, in the Motor City, I find joy. Baby, in the Motor City, I find joy. Then I went to New York, I was looking for my joy. Went to New York and I was looking for my joy. Baby, in the Apple, I could find joy. Baby, in the Apple, I could find joy. Take my joy, I want it back. They took my joy, I want it back. They took my joy, I want it back. Joy. Oh, my joy. Tell ya, I went down to Memphis looking for my joy. Said I went down to Memphis, I was looking for my joy. Maybe in Memphis I'd find joy. Baby, in Memphis, I'd find joy. So then I went to Muscle Shoals looking for my joy. Went to Muscle Shoals looking for my joy. I thought maybe in the shoals I could find some joy. Maybe in the shoals I could find some joy. No more, cause they took my joy. They took my joy, I want it back. They took my joy, I want it back. Joy, 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 joy. Oh, oh my joy.
Looking for your joy. You found it right there with Betty LaVette, Joy, from her 2008 album, I've Got My Own Hell to Raise, cover of the track by Lucinda Williams. Just fits so perfectly with Betty LaVette's voice and the great blues style of Betty LaVette. Very, very cool track right there, Joy, by Betty LaVette. Before that, Lucinda Williams with a cover of AC/DC from her 2008 album, Little Honey. That is It's a Long Way to the Top, and it's a good showcase for Lucinda Williams' voice and her style. She doesn't have that typical, well, she certainly doesn't have like the typical pop sound, the polished, you know, pop sound or pop country sound. She's got a very unique style, a very unique voice, and I think that's what draws certainly draws me to her, to listen to her music. Kind of a Janis Joplin-esque, maybe, I don't know, bluesy, smoky bluesy voice. And that's what I love about that. Lucinda Williams and her cover of AC/DC's It's a Long Way to the Top. Before that, Bob Evans, not to be confused with the restaurant of the same name, Bob Evans from the 2007 album No Man's Woman with a cover of Lucinda's Car Wheels on a Gravel Road from that album of the same name. And then the single from that album, Can't Let Go, the original version, which was covered very famously by Lucinda Williams. The original version right there by Randy Weeks from his album Madeline. And still keeps that blues vibe in there, and is a great, great original to listen to in contrast to the cover. Well, I'm welcoming a brand new sponsor to the Coverville lineup, MapHook, M-A-P-H-O-O-K, MapHook. You can get a free copy of it. It's funny, you know, I'm advertising speakers for Audio Engine, advertising hosting with Bluehost, but this is my first advertisement for a completely free product, and I hope that encourages you to go try it out. MapHook, which is available for your smartphone, a download that you can get from like the iTunes store for example, and it allows you, it's a social network that ties your messages, your posts, your announcements to a map, to geographic locations. And what's cool about this is you can share them with everyone, you can share them with select friends, or keep them to yourself, and you can string them together in what's called a story. So for example, let's say you've got a big vacation planned and you want to do a series of these messages all from all these different areas that you go to on your vacation. Super cool. And you can't do this with Twitter. You can't do this with Facebook. You can have all these posts, all these digital memories on MapHook tied together as a story. And you can even send that story to your relatives, send them to the people, your friends, etc., so they can see the whole journey as opposed to getting that ripple in the ocean effect that Twitter and Facebook have. This even integrates with Twitter and Facebook so that as you do put these MapHook messages in, they get broadcast to your other social media outlets so people can follow them and see the whole story. For example, if it's part of a bigger story, they have categories so they can help users find hooks that are of interest to them, like concerts, for example, a great one if you're a music fan, like I know you are, restaurants, family vacations, sporting events, etc., etc., a lot of geek-related, geek culture-related stuff like comic conventions and web comics, toys, gadgets, things like that. Really, really cool. Really worth checking out. Go to, you can either go to maphook.com and start your free service there. If you don't have an iPhone, you don't have to. You know, you can do this from the web. Maphook.com is the place you can start. Or if you have an iPhone, you can go to the iTunes store and download a free copy and try it out. See what you think. It's pretty cool. And I'm on there. Look for me. I'm Coverville, and I will be happy to check out the pictures, the map postings, the things that you put on there from maphook.com. All right, our next track is kind of a recover. It's a duet on her album World Without Tears. Lucinda had a song on there, a beautiful ballad about love lost called Overtime. And in 2009, Willie Nelson included a cover on his album Lost Highway. But rather than just do it himself, and of course Willie has done some great covers over the years, he decided to enlist Lucinda's help to help sing the song. So it's kind of a recover, but with Willie Nelson in there, it brings a whole new sound to the track. Here's Willie Nelson and Lucinda Williams from the album Lost Highway 2009 with Overtime. Thank you.
sexy crooked teeth.
The trouble you get in your clumsy way.
I guess one afternoon you won't cross my mind, and I'll get over you. Over time,
I guess out of the blue, you won't cross my mind,
and I'll get over you.
Lightly on the eyes of Lucy Jordan in a white suburban bedroom in a white suburban town. As she lay there beneath the covers, dreaming of a thousand lovers till the world turn the orange and the room went spinning around. At the age of 37, she realized she'd never ride through Paris in a sports car with the warm wind in her hair. So she let the phone keep ringing and she sat there softly singing little nursery rhymes she memorized in her daddy's easy chair. Her husband is off to work and the kids are off to school. And there are, oh, so many ways for her to spend the day. She could clean the house for hours or rearrange the flowers or run naked through the shady street screaming all the way. At the age of 37, she realized she'd never ride through Paris in a sports car with a warm wind in her hair. So she let the phone keep ringing. She sat there softly singing pretty nursery rhymes she memorized in her daddy's easy chair. The evening sun touched gently on the eyes of Lucy Jordan on the rooftop where she climbed when laughter grew too loud. She bowed and curtsied to the
once again to Lafayette. I won't mind one little bit. Once again.
We thought we'd do this here song that it's a kind of a country song, I guess, and it's one that got me thinking about this kind of music back in the late 60s, I guess, or whenever it came out first.
Childhood living is easy. Things that you wanted, I bought them for you. Graceless lady, you know who I am. Now I can't.
We'll be right back.
to show me the sin. No sweeping exit or upstairs lines can make me feel bitter.
Elvis Costello and Lucinda Williams, a live recording recorded at CMT Crossroads, November of 2001. A great version there of Wild Horses. And yeah, I think it was because it was recorded from a TV show that we've got the skippiness in there. Don't worry about letting me know about that one. Usually the skipping is something I don't know about, but in this case, it's in the recording and there's nothing I can do about it. So anyway. Elvis Costello and Lucinda Williams in their cover of the Rolling Stones. And talk about two unusual voices that just go so beautifully together between Elvis and Lucinda. Nice, nicely done. Before that, Ann Wilson from Heart. Speaking of beautiful voices, Ann Wilson, just such an amazing voice. And her cover there of Jackson came out on her 2007 album, Hope and Glory. Now, I don't know. This is the one problem I have with the digital downloads. You know, you buy something from Amazon, you buy something from iTunes, and usually, sometimes they have a digital booklet that you get with it as well, but usually you don't get any sort of liner notes. So I have no idea who's doing backing vocals with Ann Wilson on that. It almost sounded like Katie Lang, but I couldn't be sure. Jackson, covered there by Ann Wilson. Before that, The Ballad of Lucy Jordan, a song that was written by Shel Silverstein, but covered very famously by Dr. Hook. There's also a great Marianne Faithfull version of that song out there. That one came out on the album last year, the tribute to Shel Silverstein called Twistable, Turnable Man, and a great version of The Ballad of Lucy Jordan there by Lucinda Williams. And we start off the set with Willie Nelson getting a little help from Lucinda with a cover of Overtime from the 2009 album Lost Highway. One more set of music for you, and we're going to start things off with a request. This was actually the request that spawned the cover story. Phil Pfister emailed me and said, hey, how about a Lucinda Williams cover story? And it wasn't until till he pointed it out, till he suggested it, that I realized how many Lucinda Williams covers I had in my library and how many were out there. So, Phil, thank you very much for that recommendation, and this is for you. It's a cover of the Postal Service's Marching the Hate Machines, covered by Lucinda Williams from her 2008 collection, Lou in 08, a live recording, and it's beautiful. Here it is.
I'm a musician, not a politician. Well, let's start by making it clear who is the enemy here. And we'll show them it's not them who's superior. It's gonna be bad. It's gonna be wrong. It's gonna feel good. Marching the hate machine into the sun. Marching
on my front door, so you can't see me anymore. And you can't come inside my house, and you can't lie down on my couch. I changed the lock on my front door. And I changed the number on my phone, so you can't call me up at home. And you can't say those things to me that make make me fall down on my knees. I changed the number on my phone. Yes, I changed the kind of car I drive, so you can't see me when I go by. And you can't chase me up the street, and you can't knock me over my feet. I changed the kind of car I drive. Clothes I wear, so you can't find me anywhere. You can't spot me in a crowd, and you can't call my name out loud. I change the kind of clothes I wear. I change the tracks underneath the train, so you can't find me ever again. And you can't trace my path, and you can't hear me laugh. And honey, I'm laughing all the time. Can't follow me down, and you can't touch me like before, and you can't make me want you more. I changed the name of this town. I changed the lock on my front door. I changed the number on my phone. I changed the kind of car I drive. I changed the kind of clothes I wear. I changed the tracks underneath the train. I changed the name of this town. I changed the name of this town. I changed the name of this town.
The money buys it.
Getting a sneak preview there of an album that's going to be coming out in the middle of March here in the U.S. It was already released in the U.K. I picked up an import of it. That is Ray Davies with some help from Lucinda Williams. Actually, probably the other way around because Lucinda really was front on that track. Lucinda Williams with Ray Davies and the 88 from a brand new album collecting the works of the Kinks. Sung by Ray Davies with a lot of help from his friends, called See My Friends. Like I said, came out in the UK last year, coming out in the US in about a month and a half. Great album, and Bruce Springsteen's on there, Jackson Browne's on there. Really, really, really cool album. Long Way From Home is that song originally done by the Kinks, covered there. Tom Petty, right before that, with Lucinda Williams' track that he covered for the soundtrack to She's the One. Cover there called Change the Locks. And then we start off the set with a live track from Lou in 08. That is Lucinda Williams and Marching the Hate Machines, a song originally done by the Postal Service. That song going out to Phil Pfister, who requested that one. And with that, we are going to bring this edition of Coverville to a close. As soon as I get my song queued up here. I didn't have that ready. Thank you very much. There it is, see? That is going to bring this edition of Coverville to a close. Thank you so much for tuning in, for your emails, your ideas, your suggestions, your requests. We'll be back on Tuesday with an all-request edition of the show, so make sure you tune in for that. Email me at coverville@gmail.com, call the request line at 206-222-COVER, or get a message up on the website, coverville.com, if you have a request, if there's something that you want to hear. Let me know about it, and it may end up on that all-request show next week. Have a great weekend. We will see you on Tuesday, and until then, this is Brian Ibbett saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by CacheFly, CacheFly, CacheFly.com. Coverville is also part of the Frogpan Studios Ultra Feed. You can find out more about that by going over to frogpans.com, where you'll find podcasts so good, it's like you're there. Oh, yes, it is.
Audio program so good, it's like you're there!